Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and Wapaka, the highest-rated hearing health care clinic in Wisconsin. profhearingcare.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we'll get a Lake Michigan fishing report and learn about opposition to a proposed high-voltage transmission line that would cross our state. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named best personal injury law firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678 or hupie.com. And by the way, all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm joins us briefly this week from Wisconsin Rapids. Jeff, you were camping and fishing up on the Turtle Flambeau with your son, Robert. And we don't really have time to talk about that because we've got a full show, but it was a great trip, right?
Yep, it was. It was, Dan. It was a good time.
All right. Well, we will get the details on that, hopefully, next week. And, folks, I was up north myself this past week, and I'll report on that next week because, as I mentioned, we've got a full show for you. We will hear from Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh, a report on Lake Michigan fishing off Sheboygan, but we've got a great interview with three folks opposed to a proposed high-voltage transmission line that would cross Wisconsin, and we'll get to that right away, coming up after this.
The Ducks Unlimited National Trip Auction is live. If your perfect trip starts before sunrise and ends with a full memory card, this is where you begin. Explore waterfowl trips, upland, fishing, big game experiences, and more. All in one place. Head to ducks.org/NTA. The DU National Trip Auction, presented by Google.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. It's time for another Lake Michigan report with Captain Dumper Dan Welsh. He's the proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at DumperDan.com. And his Facebook page is where it's all happening. That's Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. You will see pictures of fish they catch every day and also every other week. This report, and this one is a special one. We'll tell you about that in a minute. This week's second sponsor, actually three sponsors. We got Dave's Who's In, Ranieri's Four of a Kind, and 902 on the Avenue. And joining us from his personal boat on Lake Michigan is Captain Dumper Dan Welsh himself. Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's great to be back, Dan. We're on the water. It's a gorgeous Saturday morning here out of the Port of Sheboygan, fishing salmon on Lake Michigan, and it's a special day, like you mentioned. We're having a good time out here, and the lake's calm, and the fish are biting.
Well, that's great. Now, Ozzy, who works with me, is working with you today, or actually having fun with you, both working and fishing. How are Ozzy and Steve doing on the fish?
We're doing real well. We're having a great time. These guys are dialed in. They're fighting the fish properly. I'm kind of teaching them what to do, which is what we do with a lot of our customers. So if you're inexperienced or you have a lot of experience, charter fishing is the way to go, and we can teach you how to reel them to the grill. And that's what we're doing this morning. They showed up early in the dark, a little after 4 a.m. All my charter boats went out at 4:30. We left the dock about 4:45 right behind them and powered out to about 90-100 feet of water off the power plant of Sheboygan, and we were in fish right away. We started with a triple header. We lost quite a few of them fish right out of the chute, but then after that, we got bit all morning. We're catching cohos, we're catching king salmon. Yesterday, we got some nice rainbows, but we didn't catch any rainbows today. But it's been a real special morning. Ozzy and Steve are doing great, and they're good on the rods, and I'm doing pretty good as Dumper Dan the net man for the most part this morning. So it's been challenging.
Well, yeah, you got your hands full running the boat on a weekend morning and netting fish and now talking to me on the radio. I don't know how you do it, Dan, but we'll get her done.
Right. I do my best, and I've been doing this a long, long time. So you're right, it is challenging. And what makes it even more challenging, and these guys learned that this morning, is the water temperature right now. Lake Michigan's perfect. I mean, on the surface, we got 68 degrees, which is warm. But I showed these guys, we dropped the Pro-Troll probe down 45, 50 feet on the downrigger, and it goes from 67, 68 degree surface temp to 48. That drops like 20 degrees. And what that means is them salmon are right at that 40 to 60 foot range down in like 100 feet of water, and they're aggressive. They love the cold water. They fight hard. Steve had one on this morning, a big king, like an 18 pounder. We lost him. He went under the boat, actually, got our bait back, but lost the fish. But what happened is he never ran out any line, this fish, and it was kind of weird, but he came at us. He was green and he was full of energy, and we missed him. But then Steve was right back at it with the king right after that. That one wanted to run, Steve, out 280, came back in, ran out 180, then ran another 100. Tired himself out, and he caught that one, and that was like a 17 or 18 pounder. So fun to catch. They're real aggressive, light tackle, just a great time.
Yeah, I love the way you can weigh them when they're still in the water. I don't know how you do that, but.
Well, I had a bird's eye view of them, and when we lost them, he seemed like about 50 pounds.
Yeah, of course. There you go. Well, there was a car show in Sheboygan. How did that go? You had a car there too, right?
Dan, it was very exciting. And what happened is the boat races, they canceled this year. They had them the last couple of years here. The mayor of Sheboygan got them to Sheboygan. It was awesome. They had to cancel due to some reasons on the race team end of it. They did bring some boats to Sheboygan last night and showed them off downtown, which is really fun to see these boats, but they did not race. So what the city did and our mayor did is he said, we're going to turn this into a boat show and a car show. 140 cars showed up, first year ever. I bet it doubles next year. And a lot of muscle cars, hot rods, newer cars, trucks, Can-Ams, motorcycles. It was a good, good time. A lot of people downtown. Ozzy actually stayed at the Grand Stay Suites, which is right in the center of everything. I didn't see him there last night, but they were in the area, Steve and Ozzy. But it was a lot of fun and entertainment, bands, food trucks, what have you, and people walking around checking out these gorgeous cars. I have an Olds 442 1976, and I had that in the show. And it was from 5 till about 10 p.m. last night for about 5 hours. And what was cool, Dan, is we could drive the cars in from down by the lake into downtown, so all these people got to see them actually moving, too. So good times. It was a very nice evening, and got up bright and early this morning, and we got on the lake and fished some salmon.
Yeah, wow. You guys didn't get much sleep last night, but that's the way it goes sometimes when it's crazy busy like this.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but it's fun, and the weather's good and warm and light winds, and yeah, lake's in good shape. And last night was really nice downtown, too. It wasn't too hot or muggy or nothing, so people had a good time. It was a really, really good crowd, and I'm glad everybody took part in that and made the best of it.
Good, good. Well, tell Ozzy I've done his chores. We got 31 eggs yesterday, so we're in good shape there. All the critters seem happy, and he can stay in Sheboygan a while if he wants. I think I got it under control for now, but not too long.
He heard all of that because I got you on speaker, and he's smiling, and he's got his camera rolling right behind me. So he said, handle it for about 2 more weeks. He's going to stay here and fish with me.
You'll be calling him Dumper Ozzy before you're done.
He's shaking his head, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, when you let him off the farm, he just kind of goes wild, and I'm glad he's having a good time. Yeah.
I know, exactly. But I'll tell you what, Dan, it's been fun to have these two guys on board today on the Robalo, and Ozzy got some good videos of our boats going by us with his high-tech camera, and Dumper Dan 5 just went by a little bit ago, and Dumper Dan 2, and we're going to go find number 6 boat, and we're all full today with clients from all over the Midwest, and they're all reeling in some nice fish. This month of August has been a real treat. Some good, good fishing. So I'd be curious what September brings.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I would imagine your fish cleaning crew is going to be busy then this morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Roy's on this morning. He's one of the quickest knives in the Midwest. I mean, he can fillet a fish in a matter of seconds. We're going to get Ozzy on that with his video cameras and technology to get Roy on this. Roy's a little shy, but we'll get him in on the action.
Well, show the knife. That's the main thing.
Yeah, yeah, and we'll get Ozzy's fish cleaned up. He's taking home some nice fillets for the grill and maybe smoke some, and that'll be good. And then we do this again this afternoon at 2 o'clock, back at it with the next crew.
Yeah, wow. So it's busy out there, huh? You got a lot of personal and commercial boats out there?
Absolutely, yeah. We're trolling south right now in about 120 feet of water. We just turned. We made a long north pass. We're in kind of a pack of boats, but this morning I started south of them. I wanted to stay out of the pack being a weekend, and it helped. We got on fish right away, and we had a really good steady action for like 2 solid hours at least. It was a lot of fun. But, yeah, I'm looking at boats now. There's charters behind me, private boats, some of the private guys I know, some I don't. But it's busy. It's good to be on the water.
Yeah. You got openings for the rest of August and September?
I do. I mean, like I mentioned before, we filled up solid in June and July, and 100%, but I do have openings in August. We have some afternoons open next week, and then the week after that, I have a couple of mornings where I have a boat open and some afternoons. Labor Day weekend, great time to come out here. Labor Day weekend, 3-day weekend. If you can't fish during the week, give me a call. Let's do that. We have lodging available, condos on the riverfront, our store, always busy, but call me direct, Dumper Dan, 920-377-1147. We'll get you out here and get you on a boat and get you lodging if needed.
All right. Well, we've got 3 other sponsors this week, Dave's, Ranieri's, and 902. What can you tell us about those 3 establishments?
Yeah, what's nice about all 3 of them is they're walking distance from my condos. They're just on the other side of 8th Street Bridge. You don't have to cross the bridge. You just go right past it. A couple of them are on 9th Street. A couple are on 8th Street. But they're all in the same block. They're all unique in their own way. Dave's who's in, I used to shoot pool for Dave for years. He's got billiard pool tables. He's got dart boards. He's got miniature bowling, which is really cool. Gambling machines, great bar. Dave's who's in, also full menu, food and beverages. And then right next to him is Ranieri's 4 of a kind. And you know what I'm going to say, Dan? Mr. T's Big Sandwich.
Yep.
One of the favorites. So that's good at Ranieri's, and they have live entertainment at times and a good menu as well, and a pool table and some dart boards as well. And then if you go over to Wendy's at 902 on the Avenue, she's got Steve had it for lunch yesterday, the Huffbrow special. which is a steak sandwich that used to be at the Tough Brow Steakhouse. It's the same one they had there, but it's now at 902 on the Avenue because Tough Brow is no longer. He had that, and he said it was delicious. They have a great menu, Wendy does, over at 902 on the Avenue. So check them all out. They're worth stopping at. They all got great food, and they're all within a few feet of each other.
Yeah, so if somebody says, I'll meet you at the bar in the corner of Indiana, you may be searching for him for a while.
That's true, but mention Indiana, because in Sheboygan, there's a bar on every corner.
Yeah, very good. Well, Dan, we're going to let you go and let you wrap this up. We'll have to do this again next summer. Sounds like it worked out well.
It worked out well. It was a good time, and yes, we'll definitely do it next year. And if there's any chance, we'd like to get you on board, Dan, if you're able.
So. Yeah, I will try to make that happen. It's been a couple of years since I fished with you. Always a good time. Send Ozzy home with some fish, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks again.
Sounds good. Check out our Facebook page in the meantime. Ozzy will put together this report, as you mentioned, and all our pictures and videos at our Facebook page, our website, dumperdan.com as well. And then 920-377-1147. Give me a call. Summer's going quick. It's flying by.
All right. Well, thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Captain Dumper Dan Welch reporting live from the Robalo on Lake Michigan. His business, Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos and Riverfront Store. That's right there on South Pier Drive. And he's got a Facebook page, Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. His website, dumperdan.com. And don't forget, pick out one of your favorite establishments to have lunch. Dave's, who's in Ranieri's Four of a Kind, or 902 on the Avenue. And Dan, hey, where is Ozzy going for breakfast after this?
I don't know. We haven't talked breakfast, Ozzy. What are you thinking, buddy?
We could do the hotel that I was at when I go to check out.
Yeah, you might do the little buffet they have at the Grand Stay Suites. Great hotel he stays at. I have a lot of my customers stay there, too, when our condos are full. Or I have smaller groups like Ozzy was with two people. Grand Stay is awesome. Fanny's the manager there. She does an awesome job. And I think he's going to take in on some breakfast there and head home and maybe get a nap in yet today.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now are three folks from the Vernon and Crawford County area, and one of them is the mayor of Viroqua. Krista Brown is the mayor of Viroqua. I met her last Saturday at the Viroqua Farmers Market, where I always meet interesting people. Krista, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan. It was really nice to meet you, and I'm very grateful to be on your show.
Well, and joining you are your husband, Michael Brown, who I understand is a board member and treasurer of something called no765line.org. Michael, welcome to you as well.
Yes, thank you for having me.
And we'll get into what no765line.org is all about. And a third caller, and I think this is the first time we've ever done this, a third guest is Tim Woodhouse. He is president of the Coalition Against Maribel 765. Tim, welcome to you, and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Krista, how did you folks come together, and what is the cause? What is the issue we're talking about?
What brought us together was landowner meetings, organizing landowners who were getting letters in their mailbox or knocks on their door about a transmission line that was going to be cutting through their property. There were a few organizers getting the word out that we have been working with that were bringing large numbers of very concerned people with the same concern of what does this mean? Why is it coming? What do I do about it? And Tim and I met in January of 2026 because we were organizing against this line. And then I went home and I told my husband, we got to get in this fight. There's no way that this is going to be good for any people, whether it's going through your land or not. And I'm the mayor in the city of Viroqua, and that's the county seat of Vernon County. This line is not coming through the city, but it's coming through the county, and it's such a large-scale 765 kilovolt transmission line that is not delivering any power right here. It's all going through, and I am the leader of a place that is only as good as the whole of this county. We are known for tourism, farming, food, culture, arts, and outdoor recreation, fishing, hunting. This will destroy what makes us special, and let alone like the Driftless region being the sensitive, unique geology and landscape where the glaciers never cross. This project has no business coming through here at all. That's why I'm involved, and that's why I'll continue to advocate with landowners saying, not here, not now. There's no need. This is bad design. This is not for public good.
Okay. Well, Michael, let's step back a little bit and look at the bigger picture. What is this proposed line connecting to? There's got to be something on the upstream end, so to speak, and something on the downstream end. And why is it proposed now?
That's a really great question, because this is confusing a lot of people. You'll hear about these lines as separate projects, but what this really is a design to move inexpensive power from where it's generated at mass-scale wind farms in places like North Dakota. And it's intended to deliver power to places where it is harder to gain access to inexpensive power. Large cities, the East Coast. So when we talk about transmission lines, what we're really talking about is these are effectively superhighways designed to bring energy from the cheap source to the places where it's a demand. This is a multi-billion dollar project as planned by MISO. Once you get into this, you're going to learn all sorts of acronyms that, you know, we shouldn't all have to learn, but now we do. MISO, it's the nonprofit that runs the electric grid, and it plans large power lines across 15 states, including Wisconsin. And they've effectively asked for developers to come in and develop plans for these lines. And they're all independent projects that are all connected to one another. The ones that we're most concerned about right now are the Maribel line from where Tim is in Genoa down to Bell Center. And then the most recently announced line, we refer to it as Becky or BECI line from Bell Center. It'll wrap up and around Madison and then connect down to the Illinois border, Beloit area. And right now it's important to know this is all in the planning phase. These companies are moving fast and furious and compressing timelines and moving information at a speed we haven't seen in the past. And it's confusing a lot of people. And we formed our organization, no765line.org, to help create an official stamp to say, here is a one-stop shop for the information you need to understand what's happening. And if you want to get involved, which you should, because this affects everybody in Wisconsin, it's going to affect your electricity rates. It's going to affect the viability of the state and the state's economy, our ecology, our water quality, the rate at which we need to refresh and rebuild our roads. Our utility costs, everything is going to be impacted with this. So our website that we've developed is extensive and sort of the official resource for information about these lines.
Well, Tim, we will get to you in just a minute here, because I know the proposed line is threatening your family and your extended family. But, Michael, I got one more question about the authorization of this. What is the acronym of the group getting the bids?
MISO, M-I-S-O, the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, is the nonprofit that is asking each state to develop its lines and its plans. And those plans get approved by the Public Service Commission. So it is difficult to figure out these entities. We've got MISO, the PSC, and then you have all the developer names behind all of it, too.
Okay.
Anything that distinguishes one project from another doesn't mean it's a different project. It just means it's a different builder or a different state.
Got it.
So we're not cut apart. This is one regional, large transmission line with immense amounts of power cutting through real places affecting real people.
Well, speaking of real people, Tim, you've been very patient while we hear the background on this. Now, how is this proposed line going to affect your family's land?
For me personally, we have a deeply rooted family in the Genoa area, a large Catholic family, multiple farms, small family farms. And my home, my farm where I raise my cattle is dangerously close to the proposed route. Our family, you know, we've done some math on this. So families, my family that's had the knocks on the door, that includes 9 households, 31 immediate family members. That's aunts, uncles, first cousins, my son included in that. So that's the scope of my family. Now, our group that formed the landowner coalition is all inclusive of the people like my family who got the knock on the door all the way down to Bell Center into Crawford County.
Okay. Well, folks, we've got to take a break here, and I've got a lot more questions for you. Will you stay with us for a few minutes?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Listeners, I am talking with Mayor Krista Brown, mayor of the city of Viroqua, her husband Michael Brown, who's a board member and treasurer of an entity called no765line.org, and Tim Woodhouse, a landowner in Crawford County and president of the Coalition Against Maribel 765. We've given you an overview, and now we're going to dig a little deeper right after this. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
There are lakes across Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and beyond that are loaded with fish. And nobody's talking about them. Onyx Fish helps you find them. Search by species, filter for big walleye, trophy panfish, or eater crappie. Check satellite imagery, depth maps, and public access points, all before you leave the house. And now, Onyx Fish is available on Android for the first time. iPhone, Android, doesn't matter. Just download it and start planning. 7-day free trial, then just $35 a year. Onyx Fish. Find new lakes, get there with confidence.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, 7 wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world. With a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing, Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, They have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Folks, I've been talking with Krista Brown. She is the mayor of Viroqua, Wisconsin. Her husband, Michael Brown, who's a board member and treasurer of an entity called No765Line.org, and Tim Woodhouse, a landowner in Crawford County and president of the Coalition Against Maribel 765. And if you just joined us, I suggest you find the podcast and go back and listen to the first part of our interview, because we've been talking about a proposed 765 kilowatt transmission line that will cross from Minnesota into Wisconsin and on to the south and east, and I'm not sure where it's going from there, but we will get to that. But Tim, we were talking with you about the impact on you and your family, and you mentioned you got a knock on the door. What was that about? Who was it, and what did they want?
Sure. It was just seemed like an average day. Private vehicle pulled in the yard. Not necessarily uncommon. This was in September of last year. Gentleman introduced himself as a contractor for Darling Power. They were looking to upgrade the transmission line near my home.
Okay. And what did he say beyond that?
He gave me some information. They were offering $500 to do a survey that gave them permission to go outside of the current right-of-way. And immediately I was confused, because the transmission line that's there is on my cousin's property across the road, and I didn't understand. I thought maybe he was a little bit turned around, until I got digging into the information given and soon realized that this would be the largest transmission line ever proposed in the state of Wisconsin.
So he had not told you that when he first said, "Hi, I'm Joe Smith from Maryland Power"?
No, and that's part of the mistrust and misinformation, because I have a very close-knit family up and down the line. And everybody essentially was greeted the same way with the same presentation. And getting into our coalition that formed that following spring is landowners talk, you know. And some of those people had taken the $500 thinking this is an old line, it's hit its lifespan, and they're looking to upgrade it. But they left out the fact that this was a massive upgrade.
Yeah, and an upgrade that, as I understand it, would not benefit you directly, because you wouldn't get any of that power, would you?
No, that's part of everyone's frustration is, you know, it's been tagged by the opposition groups as the extension cord through the Driftless. And from our own research, that's essentially what it is, because they haven't announced where they would tie any of this into the local area.
Okay, well, Michael, back to you now with a question. Where does this transmission line originate, and where will it be going?
Back in December of 24, MISO approved a long-range transmission planning project that they called the Tranche 2.1. Basically 24 interconnected projects, $22 billion or likely more, build out of a portfolio of roughly 3,600 miles of 765 kilovolt, 345 kilovolt lines across the Midwest. The intention and the design is to build a stronger grid with the ability to transmit power from one point to another. And it effectively just looks at it and the land as a blank slate. As a resident, someone who lives here and cares about the place, it's really frustrating to see basically a whole new interstate system just get laid down across the Midwest without concern or regard for the people who live there and care for it. And, you know, unfortunately, ultimately we have to pay for it as well, because all this comes back to us in the form of higher electricity bills. When you hear of 765 kilovolts. It's really important for someone in Wisconsin to understand and recognize that a tower for 765 kilovolts does not exist in Wisconsin right now. If you've traveled around Madison and you've seen the new large lines around the Middleton area going out to Cross Plains, those are 345 kilovolts. Those are towering and oppressive, but they're not even close to the size of the 765 kilovolt lines. It's a lot of power. It's a very obtrusive design, and it's going to impact our state in many ways. And I encourage everyone to just get involved and understand more about the project and understand that as individuals, we have way more power in this than anyone realizes. Landowners, citizens, if you speak up, things are going to change. And that's what we are here to help with right now.
Again, to help listeners understand, this transmission line will be sending electricity through our area, but not to our area. Is that right?
Correct. Broadly and in general, North Dakota has a lot of wind farms. Their electric rates are very inexpensive. You go to a dense urban area or a place with a hyperscale AI data center, that's where electricity rates are three times what they are in Wisconsin. And so effectively what this plan is trying to do is connect the inexpensive generation with the expensive consumption, which is not here in Wisconsin. For the past 20 years, we've been on the decline by 4% of our electricity needs. We just haven't grown.
This is the land of people who are living resilient, especially in these areas where these lines are coming through in the western part of the state. This power goes through here. And if we're looking at where the consolidated projects are happening, many of them are data centers. And even if you are living in a city and you want green energy, this amount of energy is not forecast to be necessary for that. The project is not for people. This project is for large, consolidated, privatized projects. And therefore, the use of eminent domain should not be allowed. Personally, I'm not opposed to progress and technology and data and all these things, right? Like I'm a millennial. Facebook hit in my dorm room as a freshman. I also went to school for design. I understand that when things aren't going well, when your clients and customers are in disagreement, you don't just keep going. You say, we need to redesign this. We need to rethink this. And the people are saying, no, this is not necessary. We don't want this. It's making our productive farmland unlivable. It is going to hurt aquifers. I mean, we could go into geology and everything, but the point is that anybody getting these letters and knocks on their door needs to know where to turn to say no.
I can't imagine the construction of something as big as you've described it, Michael, across ravines and gullies and watersheds here in the Driftless. How the heck are they going to do that?
They're going to do it at the cost of the people who pay to maintain the roads. That's us. And if it happens to go wrong and our aquifers are polluted or someone's well gets poisoned by accident, guess what? The laws don't really protect the landowners. And in the name of development, people will be stuck with having to drink some bottled water. And I find that completely unacceptable.
I want Tim to get a chance to answer this question because while I'm the mayor in a municipality and I know the impacts of not having enough resources to make budgets work, he has been stewarding land and raising animals and feeding people and working on the roads and being in the volunteer fire department. And I just want him to answer that question because that's who we're talking about.
Yeah, Tim.
Sure. One of the things that sprung up lately within our membership of the coalition, we've had inquiries of landowners that are adjacent to the proposal. They've been asked to participate with this $500 survey. Their property is being identified as place for landing zones for construction helicopters to work out of. And the concerns of our coalition members who have livestock, if you could imagine these helicopters traversing these high and low altitudes with livestock immediately underneath, the concern that that brings up. And then my background with the volunteer fire department, I take their considerations about safety seriously, but as the local volunteer fire department in a small rural area, when you bring in these types of equipment and this many construction vehicles and personnel, I don't know that our rural resources on the fire department would be able to respond adequately if anything were to happen during construction.
Yeah. Well, Michael, if we don't want this line here in the Driftless, what's the solution? Can we simply say, don't build it, you guys don't need it? Or do we tell them, well, send it to Iowa and Illinois and let the corn farmers deal with it, or what? What's the solution?
I believe there's multiple solutions here. A little while back, we had Representative Johnson and FAFS put together a state bill that was encouraging this development to take place along the corridors of things like interstates and railroads. If you're going to do any type of build-out like this, that only makes the most sense. We've already done eminent domain in those places where we're expecting development in those corridors. And that's if you believe that this type of build-out is even necessary. I think that our world has gotten to a point and technology is developing to the point where things like microgrid solutions and power generation closer to the source of use is the absolute correct answer. I think that the right path forward is simply more discourse and planning. This 2024 tranche 2.1, even to 2.1, not a 2.0, it's still rushed. We don't need this. If we can just deliver some energy-saving solutions like we see in Focus on Energy, put some more resources behind that, we won't need the type of grid that's being proposed. I think there's a lot of greed happening here because when these projects go through, the developers earn a roughly 10% return on their investment for the life of the project. That's over 20 years. I don't know about you, but if you've got an investment that can lock me into 10% per year, sign me up.
Yeah, I'll take
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, for
Which
sure.
is why we should be suspicious.
Exactly.
Got
it. Follow the money, and the money will point out what's happening.
Isn't that often the case? Well, we do need to wrap this up. Tim, I know there's an event coming up. What is happening soon that people can participate in and learn more and voice their opinion?
Our group is hosting an event. We're calling it a town hall meeting. It's going to be moderated by our attorney. It's August 17th at the Retreat Sportsman's Club. We're working out the details. We've invited politicians from both sides of the aisle, candidates, and we're hoping for a great turnout of those folks. And then also we want to explain the three opposition groups that have formed in this area and how they're a bit different, but we're all working towards the same cause.
Okay. And your website is coalitionagainstmaribel765.org. And Krista, there are more events coming up in other counties.
Yes. If you go to the website no765line.org, you're going to find a lot of useful information. No matter who you are in the state of Wisconsin, you can get involved in joining meetings, events, door knocking. You can donate. This website is for working against or educating about this scale of power in our state. In the events tab, you will see on Tuesday the 18th, Richland County has a board meeting with this on the agenda. Then the week of August 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, the Becky open houses. So these are the developer who is hosting these open houses as open public venues to learn about the project. If you go to the no765line.org/events, you will see these listed with information on where they are, what time they are, and they're by county. Richland County, Crawford County, Sauk County, Columbia County, Jefferson County, Dane and Dodge Counties, Walworth County, and Rock County. And what's important to know here is if you're in any of those places and you're just now getting a door knock or a letter, you are not alone. You are part of a really big project, and the people over here in Vernon and Crawford counties have been working on this already, and you can join in this cause and organizing with us. through this website. It's also on Facebook, and there's a link to the Facebook page from the no765line.org website. Anything you would need to know, if you're a landowner, if you're a business that might be affected, that's the place to go get the information and join in the cause.
All right. Well, thank you to all three of you for spending time with us today, and we will get the word out. We are getting the word out, and we'll send folks to your websites and hope that people will pay attention to this and take up the cause and see what we can do about stopping this transmission line from crossing the Driftless area. So, Krista, thank you so much. Michael, thanks for joining us. Tim, as well, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you, Dan.
Krista Brown is the mayor of Viroqua, Wisconsin. Her husband, Michael Brown, is a board member and treasurer of no765line.org. And Tim Woodhouse, landowner in Crawford County and president of Coalition Against Maribel 765. Their website is coalitionagainstmaribel765.org. The other one that I mentioned is no765line.org. And you'll find information about everything we've talked about and more on those two websites and their Facebook pages as well. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
If you want to catch a big walleye, go where the big walleyes are. Lake of the Woods is the walleye capital of the world, with a variety of resorts and lodging facilities offering full-service fishing. Lake of the Woods is also home to sturgeon, sauger, perch, trophy pike, muskie, smallmouth bass, burbot, and more. Plan your trip to Lake of the Woods today. Go to lakeofthewoodsmn.com. That's lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for that perfect Northwoods destination for outdoor recreation? Florence County has over 200,000 acres of uncrowded public land with 160 plus miles of beautiful ATV-UTV trails, many lakes and rivers to fish or paddle, seven wild river waterfalls to explore, horse trails with campgrounds, and friendly bars and restaurants. Go to exploreflorencecounty.com and plan your trip today.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp, telling stories, and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. We're also brought to you by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, and at huntworthgear.com. And by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, Green Bay, and now Wapaka, profhearingcare.com.
If our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special is archived on YouTube at Deer Hunt Wisconsin.
And everything you hear here is online all the time. Go to lake-link.com, go to the Outdoor Radio page, and you can find us there. And then you can also go to outdoornews.com/podcast, find us there. Dan's on social media as Dan Small Outdoors. He'll find me at Hardwater Jeff.
Well, we gotta go. We are running long here. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. For more on his music, visit warrennelson.com. And I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, safe travels. I know you're traveling next week. We'll catch up with you somehow.
Sounds good, Dan.
And yeah, and you folks get outside this weekend and be sure to join us again, wherever we are, next week for Outdoors Radio.